Hi guys, I wanted to share a bonus speaker engagement with you. As I know right now, it is difficult attending real physical face-to-face seminars. I know we are enjoying online networking and Zoom networking events, but there's nothing like sitting down in an audience and participating in a speaker engagement with a Q&A. So I hope you enjoy, and very much many of the networking tips and techniques that I share in this speaking engagement are still relevant today. If you have any questions, do reach out to me on LinkedIn, search for Bella Rare World or Bella Networking Guru, or you can contact me via the website turncoffeeintoclients.com. And thank you so much for tuning into Bella Networking Podcast Show. So we're live, guys. That shows that anything can happen, right? But you go with the flow. That shows if you are a pro. So I guess I'm a pro. So without further ado, I would love to give my presentation about how to network with your target market in 6 minutes. So guys, I'm not going to do a lot of the work here. You guys are going to do some of the work. Is that okay? Right, okay. So how many of you, raise your hands, would love to learn the skills to network with your target market by walking into a networking room and to be able to see who you should talk to that will be your target market and a potential client, or what was that you said?
Paying prospect
client in the networking room as soon as you pick up your business card. Who would love to learn those skills?
Yeah.
Right, we're in the same room then. We're not doing computer science. Fantastic. So before I deliver my presentation, I think it would be a good idea so you get a bit of an overview who I am. So I'm Bella Networking Guru, and I've been going now for 10 years, can you believe it, since 2008. I started in the heart of the recession. Funny enough, I didn't realize it was the recession. I just started my business working hard. I thought that's what everybody was supposed to do. It wasn't until 2 years afterwards that I realized, holy crap, I'm not getting these sales because it's the recession. But it was a very, very good learning tool. So I also have a business expanded to New York, and the article that you see is in your goodie bag for you to have a read over. Now, you will get a lot of learnings from my presentation this afternoon. But what I really want you to take away from my presentation is, for you to be successful at networking, you have to have a target mind and to be target focused. So in case you haven't caught on, the key word today is target and targeted, yes? Target and
targeted.
Okay, great. Okay. So I work as a speaker and a trainer. The speaker side was very, very organic in the last, say, 5 to 6 years. My business model wasn't to be a speaker. And sometimes when I stand on stage at events, exhibitions, conferences as a speaker, I don't know how I got here. And I always like to truthfully share that when you're an entrepreneur and you start a business, you find that you have these hidden skills and you have to run with it. Agree? For example, you may not know branding, you have to learn branding. You don't know trademarks, you have to learn trademark. So when I was at school, as much as I excelled on entrepreneurship and business studies, I did not excel at English. I actually failed my English GCSE. And my family were really, really worried, because I'm from the West Indies, my family are from Guyana, and it's tradition for the men to have whatever jobs they want, and a lot of the female mothers or the female sides of the Guyanese family, they like school teachers, so I didn't do very well. But what I did remember when my family got a bit concerned is we had a great aunt that lived in Toot in South London. And it was arranged for me to go there every Saturday to develop my English because it was really, really poor. Without fail, 12 o'clock, I would go to my great aunt to do the English lessons for an hour and a half. But to be honest, that didn't really work because the only thing I was interested in was the milk and biscuits at the end of the session. But hey, I'm standing here today. The other thing that's really extraordinary to my story, and I must share this with you, all the lessons and tips that I'm going to share with you is what I do in my business. It's what that's brought me here today, and it's what has brought you here today to register, because networking works and it's worked for my business. So I want to be an advocate that's preaching and saying preaching all intertwined, right? In some way. Okay. Yeah. So I never had a website, and I still don't have a website for 10 years. I'm now doing a website. I've been a bit behind with the whole website scenario and digital marketing, but I'm here. So I've been able to be a speaker for a number of banks, NatWest, and I was a speaker for the IOD. And also the other side of my business is I'm a trainer. So I work with business owners like yourselves to use networking to grow your business as a marketing tool. I always use the analogy of I'll turn your business cards into clients so you can understand that. And also using the topic of how to network with your target market in 6 months. So without a website, I've achieved many of these clients as well, literally using networking. So as I was preparing this presentation, I was thinking, what's the best way for me to deliver so that you can get a good understanding what I do and what the takeaway is? So I'm going to deliver the presentation as if you were my client or what I do for clients. Then you can really get a good in-your-face idea of how I help clients to grow their business. So if we have a look at this table, as I mentioned, the keyword today is target and
target.
Oh good, we're okay, fine. So if you have a look at these two boxes, you have 48 targeted and 96 targeted. What that means is when I work with you over 2 days on a training session, sometimes it falls into the consultancy because I have the aids of branding experts as my stakeholders. I help you to acquire 48 targeted new prospects or people who are your target market using the same process that I have done. Or you can opt for the 96 targeted, which is used within LinkedIn. These numbers and the maths are based on a 3-month model, and they're also based on a power of 3 or power of 4, where you're making deep relationships with 3 or 4 contacts at the same time, which equal a 3-month rota. I often am challenged as a networking guru. I always seem to hear networking doesn't work. I give out of these business cards and nothing happens. Why? I went to an event the other day, I gave out these business cards and nobody called me the next day. Well, you obviously don't understand the definition of networking because it's not going to work for you. If you don't understand how something works, you can't say it doesn't work for you. So I think for me to begin, let me really define what is networking and how does networking work. Is that okay? So my definition of networking is building long-term relationships for mutual benefits, using as an integrated marketing tool. An integrated marketing tool. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have my two colleagues today. When you're networking and I'm helping a client like yourselves network, you cannot just do networking on its own here, and this is your business. You need to do networking and marketing and your brand all together. So when we sit down and we may have a coffee first to talk about your business before I talk about the strategy, you will hear me ask you the first questions. What's your branding strategy? What's your marketing? What works? What doesn't work? Have you tested, tried? What are you selling? What's your value? And we shouldn't be shy about talking about marketing with the definition, because the marketing is also your personal brand, your business brand, as we've been educated today. When you walk into a networking event, you are instantly judged not just on the brand of your business, and be sure it's trademarked, but you are judged on your personal brand. It would be also a good idea if I show you the four categories that I use to help my clients. I like to keep things simple. As I said, I failed my GCSE, so I like things very, very simple. So when I help you, it's four steps. When I started in the recession and I didn't understand why people weren't buying, I needed to create a simple step. So I've been using this for the last 10 years. So it starts with creating goals. Then we move on to build, expand your network. Master the art of conversation and follow up like a pro. Now, we've all heard of goal setting, SMARTs, making SMART goals, but it's very important. James diligently expressed and showed how much you have to keep measuring. So it's the same in networking. You need to know you're going to the right networking events. If you're not getting the same results, you need to question why. So when I'm helping you with goal setting, I also need to find out where your mindset is. Are you really ready to grow your business? Are you really ready to take your business to the next level? Then there'll be other questions I'll ask you to create some really powerful goals. How much do you understand the needs of your client? Actually, who are your clients, I would ask you, and why are they your clients? Why do they come to you and not your competition? Do you know the numbers in your business? If you've been trading for the last 18 months, 2 years, or 3 years, do you know your gross profit, net profit? Do you know how many customers you need to sell as a sale to cover your expenditure? That's needed when we're talking about networking, because we have to look at it in a 360. What's also important is, where do you go networking? I like to keep things very, very simple. There's so many marketing messages, there's so many things to learn. And I always say this, if you fall short with networking and you're not sure of the process, think about it like dating. So I have an extensive list of networking events. Think about it like dating. If you ask me right now, Bella, where could I meet a billionaire? I could tell you right up where to go. Actually, 5 hours in the Devonshire Square Club. So it's like networking. Where are your target audience likely to be? We cannot just rely on networking events. We cannot just rely on networking events because your target audience may be in different places. For example, in the last 6 years, there's been a rise in co-working facilities. For example, WeWork. Co-working facilities are almost one of the best places to work. You'll find very like-minded people and they encourage you to network. When you go and grab a coffee, you can network. When you're having a meeting or an event, you can network. Private dinner, members only event. Could your target audience be there? You have to mix and match. You also need to be aware of the different styles of networking. Today, we are enjoying a speaker stroke panel event. You can go to a breakfast event that might be 7 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, or 8 in the morning. And actually, rule of thumb, regardless of what your target market is, actually, I do say this to my clients. I don't know why, but it does make sense. You will always find a more quality targeted delegates at breakfast events or lunchtime events, actually. You may be wondering why. Because it takes a certain person to wake up so early, 6 o'clock, to get to an 8 o'clock event. So you need to mix it up. What's on the rise? Whiskey tasting events. Wine tasting events have been around for a long time. Cigar bars. When I'm in New York, that's the best place to go to, the cigar bar. You hear a lot of deals that are going on in Scarborough. So you need to think about, where is your target audience most likely to be? Building, growing and expanding your network. This is one of the areas I love with New York. I did a paper comparing how New York networks compared to London. And I was in conversation with the newspaper and they were trying to get it published before I left, and it was going to be distributed in Leicester Square. And then when I got to London on Monday, they said, oh no, it's actually going to be Tuesday, but we'll post it to you. And the article that I wrote comparing how does New York network compare to London was finally published, and I was on the front page next to Bill Gates. Oh, here we go. It's a bit old and dusty now. And when you're networking, it's really important to understand like primary tagging and secondary tagging. When I go to events, I usually carry my trusted dotted sticker so that I know instantly, is that a hot contact or a cold contact? And this helps you to speed up your analysis on, is that person your target market? And when you're building up your network, you really need to think about, is it quantity or quality? And there's nothing wrong with the two. You have to do it for your industry. So here's an example. So I had a coffee at a members club, Liverpool Street, on Friday. Their networking needs is more based on quantity and quality because they have a huge sales target. Now, if we look at quality, it might be that you are an investor or you may be a VC, but your target market might be tech and technology. So therefore, when you're networking, and I'm going to go through this in a bit more detail, when you're delivering the art of mastering the art of conversation, there's certain questions that you want to ask to be sure that that's your target audience because it's quality. Yeah? What's also important is, if you haven't started to do this now, you need to start doing this from tomorrow. If not tomorrow, this evening. To be clear of the five categories in your network. How many here, raise your hand, are aware of the new GDPR regulations? And how many of you, honestly, have got your GDPR policy with a strategy and you're good to go with the GDPR. Okay. So as business owners, we are challenged with GDPR, and it's going to really affect the way we do marketing. It's going to affect the way we do email marketing. And I remember talking to my colleague Clayton, actually, we were having a catch up on the phone, that actually in some results, business sales may go down. Because yes, you are allowed to email your database to say opt in. But if you think about it, a lot of emails get lost already as it is. So to have a call to action and to make sure, if you had a great list of 10,000, you are definitely not going to get those 10,000 that have opted in. So we were talking about the results on networking, that networking is really, really going to increase, as well as LinkedIn, which I'll talk to you about. So I've been talking about these five categories for ages, and if you haven't got them right, you really need to invest in this. And I just want to go through a few of them. So if I say to you gatekeepers, how do you understand gatekeepers? What are gatekeepers? Yeah, anybody that can also get you to that target audience. And if we have a look at industry experts alliances, what could that be?
Companies you've got synergies with.
Absolutely, and very much an industry that you may not know of. Say, for example, apps or website or digital marketing. You might be a video production company. So website graphic designers are going to be a great referral partner for you. Inspiring contacts are really, really important. In business life, it's hard going sometimes. So you need to have that person or that colleague in your network that you can have those conversations with that are really going to empower you. 999 contacts. I actually have a 999 contact right here, my mentor Barnaby. For some reason, as much as Barnaby is very busy, I seem to be able to get hold of him all the time. The phone does go through. And sometimes, even if it might be in the evening at 8, I've dialed by mistake my mum, he'll call me back. So when you have 999 contacts, they are really guaranteed. And the funniest thing with 999 contacts, of all the five, they are the least. You actually only need a few of the 999 contacts because they're so reliable that you'll always get them. So I think the last one, referral partners, is quite explanatory, yeah? So mastering the art of conversation. Do you want to hear the good news or the bad news first? Which would you like to hear?
Bad news.
It's always good to hear the bad news, isn't it? Then the good news. Right, the bad news is also good news. So the bad news is, this is the point where everybody struggles. Oh. For example, conversations might go dry. They don't know what to talk about, or they don't know how to approach a group, right? I'm sure many people have experienced that. The good news is, if you make a mistake in this section, it's okay. And that's the good news. Because I really do define it as your 20%. Your efforts will really sit in the following up stage, which is the 80%, when you're really building those relationships and you're turning those relationships into business. So I'm going to just share with you my 6 minutes strategy. I do want to highlight, though, it is per industry. So I want to give a general view, but it is per industry. So when I started off, I guess being a guru, I didn't really need 6 minutes. I used 3 minutes because I kind of used it like dating as well. Like if you go to a club, you know, the sort of, you know, who takes your fancy or not. So I was able to do it in 3 minutes, but I realized not everybody could do that. So that's why I did 6 minutes. So if we have a look at this, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 6 minutes. And this is why I wanted to have my branding colleagues. So the 1 minute, 1 minute can be long and it could be short. This is the point where you are being judged. This is the point when you make that quick thought, am I going to talk to this person or not? Or should I talk to this person or not? This is the point when you do the introduction. And this is the point when trust is about to be built because they're looking at their brand and they're looking at yourself. So the way you do your introduction, the way you dress, the way you're showing value has a poignant part on where this conversation is going to go. But the good news is you can control what happens after a minute. And it's very important when we, if we are working together, I give you a very detailed elevator pitch because each person may need to be refined slightly. Because at the end of the day, you want to network with your
target
market. Good. You want to network with your target market. So when we move into 3 minutes, we're now entering into the crossroad because there's two linear approaches which is happening here at the moment. Your other delegate that's talking to you is really starting to check you out now. Okay, you said you're a website person. You said you're a trademark person, online branding. Do you really have credibility to say who you are? So as much as the other delegate is trying to question you, you're networking with that other delegate to make sure if they are your target market. And that can be achieved in a number of ways. Dependent on your market, qualifying questions, keywords, you listen up for keywords. For example, to identify if a target market has the required budget, that if you were a lawyer, for example, or if you were a printing company, a lawyer may need to have a client that has a bigger budget. Maybe asking the team, well, where do they work? Do they work from home is a good indicator. And also reflection. Reflection is when you are also talking the colloquial language that that other person's talking, that you, that they can feel that you've stepped into their shoes. So between 3 and 6 minutes, this is not set in stone that it has to be 6 minutes 01 or 5 minutes to the minute. Sometimes it might go 7 minutes or easier. But what needs to be taken into effect here is during this time between the 3 and 6 minutes that you will need to do some form of an exit strategy if that's not your target market. So what would I mean by an exit strategy?
I have to get out there and hurry.
Quick, sharp, right? So that's why I say it's a bit like dating. You know, I think one of the stories I heard that, you know, when a friend knows she's going dating, her other friend goes, and when the date is not going so well, they'll text each other and just get the hell out of there. So, you know, whenever you're unsure of the process, make it easy on yourself. So as I mentioned, following up strategy, that's the 80%. That's when the real work happens. And I always, always recommend that you should push towards a face-to-face coffee meeting. Because when you're at a networking event, as you see, you do not have a lot of time to really establish if that person going to be a paid prospect or if that's going to be a valuable prospect or your target market. You don't have that much time. So you really want to push for a face-to-face follow-up. And you always want to judge, should I email or should I make the phone call? And one bit of advice that I would like to give you is when you are delivering the Master of Art of Conversation, at the point of exchanging business cards, please do ask the delegate, how would you like to be contacted? Some people are very happy to receive an informal follow-up by LinkedIn. Some people are happy with a text, some people are happy with an email, some people are happy with a phone call. I always say it's like, how do you like your eggs? You always want to make sure that you're fulfilling the client's needs. Also, it's important to take into effect LinkedIn and other social media aspects because that can really strengthen your following up. So just reflecting back on the GDPR, as I mentioned, it's going to have a really, really huge impact on your marketing and where your brand goes from now and then. So what I really recommend is that you integrate it with LinkedIn. And what I mean by that is it needs to be more targeted. You need to do more networking and you really need to have an idea when you're going networking, how many business cards do you really need to collect? Because the more business cards you collect is the more follow-ups you need to do. So sometimes it's better to refine it. And what I always recommend is that you set a specific day once a week for networking following up. This is a system that I help clients with and to have it automated. You'll see in your brochure guides, I've given you an opportunity to please join me for coffee. If you use the Set More link, it will take you through to my diary link. And you can choose a date and time that's convenient for you. So it's very important to have that automated system, which I'll be happy to share with you. Thank you for listening to the bonus Turn Coffee into Client podcast episode. If you have any questions, please do reach out to me on LinkedIn. Search Bella Rare World or Bella Networking Guru. Otherwise, you can also contact me via the website turncoffeeintoclients.com. Please remember to subscribe, follow, and you'll be the first to be notified when the next podcast gets uploaded.